Well, folks, one of my favorite grapes is Zinfandel, and I think that's probably one of the main reasons I live in Northern California. There are some amazing Zinfandel vineyards here. Another good part of it is that they're older than I am, so I like that part of it. I'm sitting with Susan Luker, and this is Simi Winery at its best. Susan, you've been here for over a decade, and you've seen Simi rise to the top. I think they're the oldest winery in Sonoma County.
We are the longest continually running or producing winery in Sonoma County. We kept going during Prohibition. Well, we kept making wine. We didn't sell it. And I wasn't here.
And that bottle of Zinfandel on the table is talking to me. I love Zinfandel. Let's talk about the fruit sourcing here. We're going to be talking about right close to the winery here is Dry Creek Valley, and that is where Zinfandel is at its best.
It is. This is 100% Dry Creek Valley, and the fruit really jumps out of the glass. This one, it's hard to contain this wine. It is.
I can see by your smile that you're a big fan of the grape also. It's so good with food. I think that's really the bottom line here.
Oh, this one especially, I think, because it's got a nice balance to it. It's pretty packed with some alcohol, but everything is in check. It's a pleasure for me to taste it because it reminds me of being out in the vineyard and eating the grapes. Just
you know, I've had that experience myself. Just before harvest, you go out there, and you have to do that every day. I don't know how your tummy can take that, but in early mornings, it's really fascinating for me to see Dry Creek, to drive out Dry Creek Road and see some of these vineyards that are 100 years old or more.
Oh, yeah. They are quite stunning, especially right now. The leaves are very vibrant. This has been an amazing harvest, and the post-harvest season has been exceptional this year.
We've really been blessed here in Northern California. Almost every vintage is great. The last two or three years, though, have really been special. And
actually, well, 2013 was huge for us. It kept coming.
Well, that's always a good thing. Now, food-wise with this, we can cover a wide spectrum, but again, I think I might go to pork. Pork and ribs and Zinfandel is a classic pairing.
Yeah, you know, this one's not bad with chicken, too.
Let's get both.
It even goes with salmon. I like a cedar plank salmon with the Zin, too.
I don't think we can eat all that food, but we'll, maybe there'll be another time.
Maybe we'll just have some sweet potato fries.
Well, we're expanding out the menu here, folks. We'll see what Chef brings to us. And it's time for some great food here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we are staying in the beautiful area here in Healdsburg, California. Northern California at its best, and quite a few different wine regions come together here, and I consider Healdsburg to be a hub here and a beautiful day outside. And I am at Simi Winery, which is history in itself, and Susan Luker is sitting here with me, and it's great to be with you. And it is time for some Pinot Noir here on the table. I'll pour, and you tell me about this. What vintage are we in now?
This is our 2011. It's our third vintage that we've put together. We're back in the Pinot game. We were out of it for a little over a decade, so we're back in. This one's really beautiful. 100% Pinot Noir. It's aged in French oak barrels, mostly used or one-year-old, about 25% new.
What is really fascinating for me here in Healdsburg is that we have these now world-famous areas all converging. One side is Russian River and then Dry Creek and Alexander Valley. We'll be talking about all those regions today. Let's tell folks about the Sonoma Coast because it's really come to the forefront here.
It is. Most of our Pinot is it's about 40% from the Sonoma Coast, so it's a great place to grow Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. It is Sonoma Coast because it's closest growing region to the Pacific Ocean, and that really moderates the temperatures, really makes it cool, so we get a little bit longer hang time. Great sun exposure out there too, so a great place for Pinot Noir. And the 2011 was a spectacular vintage for Sonoma Coast wines, too.
Well, I'm looking forward to this wine, and where would you go food-wise for this?
Oh, well, it's easy to go with pork, right? We have done kind of a rustic pork-based lasagna that's really nice. And then mushrooms, of course, with Pinot Noir is always a hit. So you could do a pasta with a mushroom would be delightful as well.
Well, we'll see what Chef has in store for us here. Folks, you're listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel, and it's time for some great Pinot Noir here from Simi Winery. Well, folks, you are listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel, and this is an adventure of Dr. Vino, yours truly, and also Chef Terry Lutzen. Terry has had Fumé Bistro in Napa Valley for 10 years, and that makes me a lucky man sitting with this gentleman. And, sir, you have gone and prepared one more dish because this wine made you very creative, but this is off the menu tonight as a special. Tell me about this, and you talk so I can eat.
All right, Doc. After tasting your wine, this dish was perfect for it. It's a certified Black Angus New York steak rubbed with black peppercorn, grilled, and then we are serving it with telemi cheese mashed potatoes, and that's a really soft, creamy cheese native to Northern California, topping it with a Cabernet demi-glace with green peppercorn. Little peppery, little spicy. Just to top it all off, we've got a little bit of farm-fresh watercress. Delicious dish.
I am speechless. Terry knows that I'm a big New York strip fan, but does not really know that I am just a pepper steak freak here, folks. And this is going to be a monumental task to finish this after all our other dishes, but I'm going to do this. It's one of those situations, Terry, where you need to open more wine.
Doc, I've never seen a steak you couldn't handle, so.
Well, we'll move on now because we did leave a little room for dessert. Well, we're having too much fun here, folks. We are at Sheraton Wild Horse Pass, and this is the resort and spa. And we were in Chandler, Arizona, here in this beautiful desert. And we have some beautiful entrees that just came to the table here. This is a very special restaurant and a very special resort. Let's see.
What we have in front of us is the first dish we're going to go by. It's buffalo meatloaf. So again, as we were talking before about comfort food, and we're just taking a buffalo meatloaf, but we are changing it a little bit. So the cooking method, especially on it, so we have 50% of buffalo in there, but 50% of veal, ground veal, that has been mixed together, and with the spices, with bread that has been soaked in milk. So some traditional techniques have been used. But then we wrap it in smoked bacon. So slab bacon, we wrap it in the bacon, we roll it like you roll a roulade, and then we steam it. So that cooking, what it does, it doesn't extract a lot of moisture out of, and it keeps it moist. After that, we sear it on the grill, and we give it a nice color. On top, it's, instead of traditional ketchup that has been put on, we have a chipotle glaze that has been put on this, caramelized. So it gives it a little nice sweetness, nice smoky flavor from the bacon, smoky flavor from your chipotle. Served with garlic mashed potatoes. We have some haricots with that, French green beans, and giving the texture to the dish is some onion straws.
Perfect, but I have to have a third dish here tonight. We have to talk about the pork porterhouse.
Absolutely. What we have is a pork porterhouse, and the porterhouse has been first as an herb marinated for at least 7 to 8 hours, then has been taken out, and then we rub it with mole, and then we grill mark it. The mole spices, it's a blend of spices, and it has a beautiful aroma to it, which has been used with the native cuisine around the resort and been here for a long time. That has been served with a brandy demi, with sweet potato mash, which has been flavored with agave nectar. Again, using the ingredients from the desert, some nice grilled asparagus.
Perfect. And some beautiful wines to go with this. We selected the Pinot Noir. A friend of ours selected that for us. And I also have Zinfandels on the table. So we are in good company here, my friend. Bon appetit. And a dessert. I see some brownies in the distance there. That is off the menu also.
Absolutely. We have a brownies and blondies. Again, going back to the
Excuse me?
Brownies and blondies. So again, going back to the classic of the memories, recreating those memories, which childhood memories. What we have on top of those, we heat them in the oven a little bit, get them in nice, warm, and gooey. On top is marshmallow fluff, and then we torch it, so burn it like almost like s'mores, that has been served with French vanilla bean ice cream.
Well, this is decadent, and after all these courses, I'm glad I'm staying at the resort. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much.